Now, as you know, in Genesis, we discovered that, of course, God gave dominion to man. It's all wonderful to know that, but it's a whole lot more wonderful if you can understand how that dominion can actually come into a place of demonstration in your life. I knew I had dominion 20 years ago, but when it shows up in demonstration, where God begins to get actively involved with you and begins to flow through you, that's a different story. And I said this Sunday, it's very important, we're dealing with the dynamics of kingdom finance, how it works. Because it doesn't work according to the earth. And we got into the earth curse system. What happened? The redemption from that system. Well, you need to know there's still two systems in operation. Except we were translated out of darkness into His marvelous light. And I found myself saying today, Father, not only was I translated out of darkness, but I'm taking everything with me too. My checkbook is translated out of darkness into Your marvelous light, into the kingdom of Your dear Son. Everything's transferring. I pulled it all over there today. See, your spirit goes on over there when you're first born again. You just step right over into a new kingdom. You're born again. You're an heir of God. You're a son of God. You have citizenship and rights to operate in that kingdom. But the rest of you was born in a kingdom that's still a part of an earth curse system. You got to learn to pull that part of you out, called your mind and your thinking. Your thinking and your reasoning processes and the systems we were born into and the natural gravitation to flow into those systems will bind us to the earth. And if you bind what you're believing God for to the earth, it will be bound in heaven. If you loose it in the earth, if you learn how to loose it, it'll be loosed in heaven. And it's a little bit more than say, I bind you, devil! It's a little more than that. You have to know a few things about how the kingdom works. So we're going to teach you how the kingdom works. This is a marvelous kingdom when you get plugged into it. I'll tell you this. When you get plugged in, things happen. Everyone say, things happen. When you're not plugged in, nothing happens. When God shows up in the realm of finance through a miracle, thank God for miracles. Everyone say, thank God for miracles. Thank God. We're going to teach you how to move from miracles to the operation of the kingdom. Because if it's a miracle, you don't know why it's happened. If you don't know why the blessing of God has come to you, then that's a miracle. In other words, you get a supernatural breakthrough and you go, oh, hallelujah. And if I walked up to you and said, do you know why that happened? He said, yeah, God is good. He loves me and I got a miracle. I said, but do you know what part of you interacted with heaven to get that? Well, I don't know. It just showed up. That's a miracle. Rejoice in it because it might not come for a little while after that. Because miracles are spontaneous. You can't trust in them. That's their nature. But there is an operation that causes you to plug into the kingdom of God that causes an increase and a release. And you know why it's happening. Everyone say why. If I know why it's happened, I can repeat it. If I don't know why it's happened, I can't repeat it. I am now a spiritual scientist. I want to know if it's a kingdom. Then there are laws that govern that kingdom, but they're spiritual in nature. Once you understand the laws that govern, you tap into the laws that govern that kingdom. There's a release. And then there's another release. And then there's another release. And there's another release. And another. And another. And each time that releases, your faith goes, whoom, whoom. And then go, oh. You grow in your faith. You take on greater, greater mountains. And your whole life is being challenged in another mountain. I'm taking the thing down. It becomes exciting. Instead of living under the weight and bondage of an earth curse system, hating even getting up, getting out of bed to go to a dead-end job you don't even want to be at. paying bills that you spent the money for 2 years ago and still paying the bill on it now. That's not God's system. God has another system where you freely inherit those things for which you did not labor under the sweat of the brow. Jesus broke that. Psalms 8 and 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. I want to talk again tonight about dominion. I want to give you some testimonies because we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them since Sunday morning. Say 6. Woo! I'm excited. Amen. Luke 12 verse 32 said, fear not, little flock. I like to say, fear not, big flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Not only did that, he gave you the Holy Spirit to teach you how to function in that kingdom. Now, every once in a while, we'll plug into one or two truths about the kingdom, and those one or two will get us a breakthrough. But one or two principles of the kingdom is not going to create a solidified flow of increase in divine multiplication. It's going to cause a breakthrough that's temporary in nature. But if I can get enough of those principles working to lay a foundation, you can literally release into the kingdom and get everything that you are into that kingdom. What we got to do is get what is, we got to get our life and everything that we are, our businesses, our homes, our children, our family, everything into that kingdom. We got to get it over there. Well, I know I'm born again. I'm going to heaven one day. I know I'm saved. Amen. But we're here now. And we need to be prepared to walk in glory here. God just didn't come to save you so he can take you to heaven. He came to save you, to raise you up as son and daughter, to demonstrate his glory in the earth. Hallelujah forever. Amen. All right. Luke 17 says the kingdom of God is within you. Everyone say within me. There's a whole kingdom in there. You'd be amazed at the dynamics of the kingdom within you and how that, just how much capacity you have. Your spirit is very large, much larger than your body. Your spirit's capacity is just incredibly infinite. And so what we're learning to do is tap in to it. And we're tapping. Amen. So let's go into some of the keys that make this work. Because you know, if you've been here for a while, we have a storehouse of revelation knowledge here. But if we can't get that revelation knowledge working in your life to a place of demonstration and victory, we're not doing our job. We're not really making disciples. You're just going out of here fat-headed. And you know a lot. That's what I told the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to ever learn and never come to the place of demonstration. I said, I must learn how this works. And I'm telling you what, it's starting to work. Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. How many of you ever been taught on faith? Raise your hand. How many of you know exactly how it works? You don't have one even inch of misunderstanding of how it works. I mean, you know. You just know how it works. If you did, you would have moved mighty, mighty mountains by now. So we all know about it, but can we make it work? Let me ask you this. How many of you are seeing it work on a daily basis? Hello. I didn't see it either until last night when God spanked me really good. When he deals with me, I said, stop. That's it. I'm on my way. I'm praying at night at my house and God starts dealing with me about something. I said, stop. I'm doing it now. I got up and got in my car, came down here last night. I'll tell you what I did. Well, what was all that about? Well, it just shifted my whole operation from being a weakly minded person to a daily person that's operating in the kingdom daily. So what does that mean? Stay tuned. Have faith in God. Faith is the catalyst and the dynamics that govern faith is the catalyst that releases the kingdom. You must understand how it works. When you do, it's going to work for you. And it'll pull you out of the miry clay. Set your feet on a rock. Establish your goings. And then cause you to ride up on the high places of the earth for a lifetime. And your generations too. How many of you want to be there? Oh, I do. Not only me, I want to carry a whole boatload of disciples. It's such my heart whenever Lord ever teaches me something, I said, God, I got to at least download it to 100 people. At least. They got to get it. If you get it, you're not going to be beat up anymore. Amen? Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have. Now everybody's heard that. The not doubt in the heart part, that's pretty important. And I never knew why, though. Being a spiritual scientist now, I wanted to know why that was important. I mean, why does it even have to do anything with me anyway, God? Why can't you just bypass me? I mean, you are God. Why don't God just bypass all our doubt and unbelief and go on and win the world without us? I'll tell you this, if he could, he would. If God could bypass you, his people, his church, the authority structure where heaven gave dominion to man, if he could bypass your dominion and operate outside of it, oh my God, we'd already be in heaven. The whole world would be saved. He'd have raptured everybody up. He cannot operate outside of you. In other words, he has to operate through your dominion. And to do that, you have to learn the spiritual laws that govern that operation. Now, he said something very interesting here. Therefore, based on what I said in verse 23, verse 24, I say unto you, whatso things soever you desire, say desire. In other words, is whatsoever things you have need of. Whatsoever things you desire, it's a very generally biased word. When you pray, believe that you receive. Say, believe when? When you pray, believe. I've known that for 20 years, but I never did it. So Chuck and I, on November 3rd at 10 till 1 o'clock, right there in that seat. Now, I shared this Sunday, so I won't spend too much time on it because I want to get down the road here. Chuck and I both knew that payroll had not been paid. Rent had not been paid. Anybody ever been there? So it's a third, and payroll hadn't been paid. Some of you ought to raise your hand on that one. Third, payroll and rent and nothing. It's the third. It's Tuesday. And the way things were going, it would probably be around the 21st of November before payroll, you know, based on what you would get in on a weekly basis. And I said, but the Lord said, we pray when we pray, believe. When? So Chuck and I prayed that day for $10,000. And we said, Father, at 10 till 1 o'clock, we prayed. It says, you believe that you receive it. Where do you receive it? Where do you receive it? Didn't have it in my hand. I received it into the kingdom within. Why is that so necessary? Because God's got to put it there first before he manifested in the earth. Because he doesn't bypass you. So for God to answer that, he has to release it into you. That's why you receive what you ask for in the kingdom of God within you. When you pray, why? You have to receive it there and you have to keep it. Oh, there's a whole lot to teach about keeping an atmosphere around the word, because the first thing doubt and unbelief will do will come and try to snatch that out of your heart. One circumstance after another. And I said this Sunday, as soon as I walked out of the building, the truck engine block blew up. Wasn't that good news? Get a ticket on the way over there. I wasn't speeding, actually, but I got a ticket anyway. All that's designed is just to dislodge what you just received. You have to be a master at keeping the kingdom. Proverbs 4 says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Where do you think the issues of life come from? Heaven. They're deposited in you. Ooh. Well, when I walked out of here, I said, Lord, because I'm learning this new principle that I knew 20 years ago, but never did it. I said, I'll keep this. If I have to stand on it for 3 months, I want a single check for $10,000. Don't bring it through the offerings on Thursday or Sunday morning. Bypass the offerings. And if I have to stand on this for 3 months, I'll do it. But I've got it. On Friday, it was walked right in here. A $10,000 check. Isn't that awesome? Let's give the Lord a hand. That'd be November 4th, 5th, on November 6th, it was there. Then God stirred me up over the weekend and gave me a few more keys to the kingdom. Too much keys about binding and loosing. Well, I actually need to share this because where am I going to take you tonight if I get the time? I'll use the example with Anna again. She's believing God, and I shared some of this. I said, you know, we can believe God. And she was needing some dental work done. And I said, you know, we could actually believe God to do this. These are not the ones. I know God can fill in cavities, but there was a little more extensive than this. So we had our faith to believe God. And I just wanted to share this part. And so we asked the Lord, and because we're new at this, both of us, we were talking, and I just come out of prayer, and she said, well, maybe we just do that credit thing with them and then God will pay it off. There's nothing really wrong with that. Thank God for credit. Well, I don't know, really. It's probably worse than if you pay it off monthly. And the Lord spoke to me something. He said, if you do that, you'll bind what you're asking for to the earth. Because that's the way mammon does it. And if you bind it on the earth, it will be bound in heaven. Man, when he said that, I said, I've never seen that like that. Told me this. He says, there are a lot of things you do that you ask me for, and as soon as you ask me, within a 24-hour period, you go binding it to the earth, and you bind my hands because I sent it, you received it, you were carrying it, but then you bound it to an earth system, and it never manifested, and you were wondering why I didn't do it. There are a lot of things we have to be very careful how we shift over. Because of our training, because we are natural beings too, except we're trying to operate in a supernatural government. Amen? Now, all this is still review. And then the Lord spoke to me on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember which one it was. He said, you know, there's another half to that. He said, whatever you loose on the earth is loosed in heaven. I said, what is that? He said, you can't loose something you don't have. He goes, that's why I ask you to receive it first by faith. When you ask, you believe you receive it. Now it's in the kingdom of God. I'll say it like this. God transfers it to the jurisdiction of your dominion. He answers you as soon as you ask. You just don't know it because this process. Why don't he manifest it out here? He can't, because God has to come through human agency first. So he goes through your dominion, plants it in there first. Then you carry it in your dominion. And then if you hold it, he said, whatever you loose on the earth will be loose in heaven. You can loose that thing in the earth. I loose that into manifestation. I loose it into manifestation. Well, that's all real good. But does it work? It gets loosed in heaven like that. So, man, when that $10,000 mountain was taken down, I'm ready to take on the mountain of debt, you know, that we have here at the church. We have some debt. I said, I want to just move it out because you feel like a gorilla. You get gorilla faith. I mean, just get out of my way, you know. We're going to move this mountain, and I was ready to go. Same thing. And this is where the Lord spoke to me. He said, get the people involved. I said, you know, I'm not like that, Lord. I said, what do you have in mind by getting them involved? Because we're not going to be, you know, having a bake sale or garage sale. I don't do that. He said, no. He said, ask them to pledge something that's beyond, listen, everyone listen to this, their ordinary income stream. In other words, I don't want anything that's coming out of the ordinary paycheck cycle. If Chuck made $5,000 a month, I don't want you pledging any money that's coming out of that. I don't want you giving any money out of that. I want you to pledge something that's going to require God to act on your behalf supernaturally out of the ordinary. Where he demonstrates and releases things that were unexpected. And he said, tell them not to pledge too far beyond their faith because we're going to move this mountain in 21 days. And he says, and don't pledge something that you can do. And whether you pledge $25, you can do that. That's not going to take an act of God. You can just take what's yours and do it. So they pledged. I have these pledges right here. So I took these pledges. I mean, before the service was over, a couple had come up. They were so excited. They said, look, God told us to give this. This is already part of it. They gave $250. Let's give the Lord a hand for that. Hallelujah. Now listen. Then Pastor Chuck, he's counseling somebody. I don't know who it was. Probably Tim. And he was counseling on Sunday night. And tell him what happened.
Well, then less than 8 hours later, why she reaches into her purse. She's never done this before, never made any kind of move towards doing something like that. And she writes out a check, except for she doesn't fill in the who it's to. She says, I think you're going to need to write out who it's to. I mean, how much more obvious can it be?
So that money was unexpected. There was another $250. Give the Lord a hand. And then Monday, we get an internet offering for $500. So $1,000 in less than 24 hours. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. So come Tuesday, the Lord put something in my heart. This is what I want to talk to you about tonight. This is tonight's lesson. Luke 11:3 says, give us this day by day, our daily bread. You remember when the manna came? It came every morning. Every day it came. Give us day by, everyone say day by day. The Lord said, start believing me for daily. Because Tuesday we were in here praying. I started, you daily loadeth us with benefits. You daily loadeth us. Proverbs. Psalm 68, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. I said, oh, Father, load me down. Load me down daily because I got my faith out there. We have our faith working now. We're plugging into a kingdom. We got a big mountain to move. Daily. So I'm expecting. I tell Chuck, I said, something's going to happen every day. I told him every day. So come Tuesday evening, I'm with a friend, and this friend gives me a check for $500. Everyone say $500. A lot of $500 stuff going on. So I get it. Now this is hugely important, because I'm driving off and the Lord said, give that to moving the mountain of debt. And he goes, you sow that in faith, put my kingdom first, but believe the return for me to pay off your debts personally. And so I said, okay, now what we're believing God for, the debt's 40,000. We're believing for 50 because we're going to tithe on that. We're going to have 5,000 left over by the end of this month. Now, what I already told you, I don't want you giving anything that's a part of your normal income stream. So I'm not telling you all this to pull anything out of you. Because I'm telling you to get your faith out there where God can open the window for you. Now, I wake up Wednesday morning. I said, oh, well, you got to get this part. I'll bring this up Thursday night. Now, watch this. I didn't think anything about it. But see, I have my faith out there for daily. I'm praying. It's 9 o'clock at night. Why are you praying? Because I hadn't seen manifestation. Because I'm asking him to daily bring me stuff daily. Either let me hear about it, but bring it daily. Nothing happened that day. Instead of get discouraged when nothing happens, go to the Lord and find out why nothing's happening. Ask him. Inquire. If you start insulting him by saying, why aren't you doing this? Instead of, Lord, what's wrong with me? Everyone learned that phrase, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Instead of, Lord, why aren't you doing that? When you say, why aren't you doing it? You're insulting him. Because you're indicting him like he's the one with a problem. Okay? Because I got my faith out there for daily. If you want to have yearly faith, if you want to have 30-year faith, get you a mortgage on your home. Mammon will help you. Mammon will sign you up for 30-year faith. I got daily faith. I want to see the flow daily. And the Lord spoke something to me. He said, had that check been $50,000? He told me this last night, but he said, on Tuesday night, had that check been $50,000, what's the first thing you would have done on Wednesday morning? I said, man, I would have got up. I would have run around the building a couple times. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I would have gone straight up here. We would have deposited it. We would take it to the bank and start writing checks out, paying the debts. He goes, so in other words, you saw that seed as insignificant because you didn't act like you would have if that was your answer. I said, He said, I didn't do that. Go to John chapter 6. Listen, we interact with everything that's going on in here now. We're not missing nothing. We're getting sharper. The staff's getting sharper. I'm telling you, when God brings something, we're watching and we interact. I'm going to show you what we do. Don't miss what I'm about to say in the next 30 minutes. It will change your life forever. Now, see, I already knew what he's talking about here. He said, had you seen that seed? He goes, because you saw it as insignificant, you held it off for Thursday night. He goes, and your insignificant belief system caused that seed to become insignificant. He goes, had you seen it as the harvest, your belief system would have interacted with it, and it would become the stepping stone for the next phase of harvest that's inevitably answering what you asked for when you prayed. Some of your mouths are going to go, Okay, watch this, John 6. They're going to feed 5,000 people here. We're going to pay off $50,000 debt. The bigger part of this is we'll have a $3 million building to pay off next. So there's never an end to the kingdom. It's learning how to tap into it. The dynamic of tapping into the kingdom is what's important. In the meanwhile, God's going to make several millionaires in here in the process. He's going to raise some people up to carry the vision because we got a lot of it. But he's big enough, and he's going to teach you how to do that. When you tap into the kingdom, he's going to bless your socks off. You're going to walk in here and say, what happened to my socks? Now, at the Passover, verse 4, 6, 4, a feast of the Jews was nigh, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company and said, Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? They're in the middle of a desert. God loved to get everybody out in the middle of a desert place. There's no shopping malls. He gets them right where he wants them. They can't go nowhere. Verse 6, this he said to prove him, for he knew what he would do. This is what I said to God. I said, do you know what I'm going to do? He said, yeah. I said, am I Philip? He goes, you were. I said, I don't want to be Philip no more. And Philip answered and said, 200. This is how man answers. He sees a need that's greater than himself. And he tries to reason how he's going to do it. The kingdom never presents you with a need greater than yourself and ask you to do it in your own sufficiency. That's not what the kingdom of God is about. If you can do it, it doesn't require the kingdoms. You got to get your faith outside of you. Stretch out a little bit. It doesn't hurt. Put God out there. Philip answered, said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to take a little. 5 loaves and 2 fish with 5,000, not counting women and children. One of his disciples, verse 8, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. What are they among so many? Did you catch that? There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. What are those among so many? He was looking at what the provision he had, and he was comparing that provision to the need. And the first thing he did, look, this is so insignificant. What can this insignificant seed do to this significant mountain? Already, Philip disqualified himself. Thank God there was somebody there that knew how the kingdom operated. Amen. Boy, when the Lord spoke that to me and I saw that, I said, oh, no, I didn't do that, Lord. I didn't. I said, say no more. I said, say no more. I got up. I got in the car at 9:30 at night, called Chuck. Because I was going to have him come up here with me. I preached him the whole way here. I said, this is what we have to do. It's exactly what we do. You understand I lost a whole day here because I treated this seed insignificantly. Had I believed the harvest was in it, I'd have been in here first thing Wednesday morning. Depositing that, I said, Father, thank you for the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. It's more than enough. But I didn't. If you knew the insignificant things God puts in your domain, what it can do for the kingdom. I come in here, I said, oh, Father, I thank you daily, Lord. I ask your forgiveness, Lord. I ask your forgiveness. You daily loadeth me with benefits, God. I thank you. You give me this day my daily bread. I lost my daily bread today, Father, but I'm sowing it now. I literally believed him all the way up to midnight last night. But he's teaching me. So I didn't have no manifestation on Wednesday, but I got it in. But had I got it in Wednesday morning, I'd have seen something. How do you know that? Because I know how the kingdom works. I'd have seen the next wave. Because the Lord said, if you're not planting what I'm putting in your hand, why do you keep asking me for more? And if you consider what I give you insignificant and you don't properly interact with, I'm going to teach you in the next 15 minutes how to interact divinely with what we consider insignificant seed. Booyah. Well, let me tell you what happened before I teach you. I wake up this morning, Father, I thank you daily loadeth me with benefits. It's raining. I'm playing. I thank you for manna today. Daily manna. Give me this day my daily bread. And I'm going to my prayer calls. I'm literally walking around the prayer closet saying this. When Anna comes through my prayer closet with a smile on her face and a phone in her hand, she's got to hear this. How many of you know Jerry Stitt? Okay. Listen to this very carefully. And Jerry and his wife are retired, but they have a very small salary. But they heard what I said. And they pledged $500. There's no way. They don't even have $100 a month in discretionary income. Say, not even $100. How could they possibly get $500? God was asking to stretch their faith out there. Okay, guess what? They pledged $500. On their way home, Jerry goes, Maxine, that's a chintzy pledge. We can believe God for more than that. Let's increase it to $1,000. $1,000. They couldn't put $1,000 together with a discretionary income in 12 months. On Monday, which I would have supposed to heard about this on Tuesday, they get a check in the mail from a past situation that they had completely forgot about. $3,500. They said, we haven't seen $3,500 in forever. I said, I know the feeling, but we're plugged into the kingdom. He goes, I can't wait to get up there and give that pledge. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. It came unexpected, out of the ordinary, and above what they could do. Hear that? Above what you can do. If you can do it, it doesn't require God. This is about God. I'm telling you this, get your faith up. Because if you learn how God will do this and you start tapping into the kingdom, oh my. Every day, Father, I loose the manifestation of these pledges upon you. I loose the manifestation of them. Because God asked me to co-labor with you. I wanted to move the mountain. That's my nature. But God said, no, get everybody involved in it. Let them learn how the kingdom works too. He goes, because once they learn it once, they're well on their way. They'll start moving mountains. And he goes, and because they're sowing to my kingdom, I'm going to turn around and multiply harvest on their behalf. Isn't that awesome? Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Well, I said, okay, God, that's yesterday's harvest. That's yesterday's that I didn't get because I was dull. I said, you daily loadeth me with benefits. So here's what I'm asking you to do. When you get breakthroughs, those of you who had pledged and those of you who want to pledge, we'll give you an opportunity tonight. Now, why did I say don't pledge what's in your normal income stream? Stretch out a little bit. If you pledge $50 and you can do that, that's not what this is about. We're trying to get God involved with you to do something supernatural on your behalf. You see what I mean? Different than the offerings. This is not Thursday night. That's why God wanted to bypass offering. Look, if I take your offerings and start paying the debts, I'll start accumulating debt over here. We're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. That's why God said, ask him to just pledge above. I'll just go above everything. Just keep giving the way you normally give, because he's going to do this supernaturally if you'll get your faith out there. He's going to do something extraordinary, out of the ordinary, unexpected. Big time. Amen? I don't know about this. Listen, life's too short not to plug into the kingdom. I'm teaching you how to plug into the kingdom. It's not just making that pledge. It's the interaction with the kingdom. You got to interact with the kingdom. I want to show you a very powerful principle of interaction. Well, before service, this is just amazing. This came before service. Because normally somebody wouldn't do this before service. He said, the Lord spoke to this person to give this to you and put your name on it. This is for you. I said, for you, LaRue. Say, for you, LaRue. You know what's in here? $2,000 right here. Huh? Amen, amen. Now listen to this. This is daily manna. Everyone say daily manna. If you get your faith out to work daily, God will start bringing it daily. He'll start bringing things daily. He'll open things daily for you in your business. If you're in sales, he's going to daily bless you and load you down. And if you're in a dead-end job going nowhere, get your faith out there for God to put you somewhere that's going to flourish, increase, and multiply. Isn't that awesome? Now, I'm sharing this. This is already sown. This is already sown. I know what I'm going to do with this. The Lord told me as soon as it was in my hands. I'm in sow mode right now. Because I'm getting in that, plugging in. The kingdom's daily. What's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. It's going to be good. One of you might get a big old breakthrough. One of you will get a big breakthrough. One of you is going to have a breakthrough tomorrow. Call us. Get somebody on the phone. If you can drive up, bring it up here. Because I'll tell you why. We want to interact daily. Now let me tell you about the daily interaction. Yeah. Now, let me share with you. Along the road, while you're believing, God will give you signs. And this is what Ed keeps shouting out. Visibly even. I'm in the shower on Monday. No, that was Tuesday. That was Tuesday morning because that was before we were contending for Mount Hebron. We contend for your financial breakthroughs on Tuesdays at noon here. It's pretty neat. We get into a war mode. It's pretty neat. You should come up here and be a recipient. Said, I don't know about this place. Well, come check us out in about a year because we probably won't even be in this building. If you don't like us, then check us out the year after that because we'll probably be really, really affecting the city by then. Or you can just get in on it at foundational level and grow because we are going to go. You don't get the money thing fixed in your life, you are going to have problems. You got to get the money thing fixed. God has a lot to say about money. But you have to understand all the principles that make it work. Not one of them. Well, if I just fill out that pledge, God's going to make... No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, plug in. I'm going to give you some divine interaction here. Watch this. Watch what Jesus did. Oh, let me tell you about the visible even. So I'm in the shower. Now, you need to know this. When you're in daily faith, God will give you daily signs. If you're sensitive. Daily words. Daily manna. Daily revelation. So I'm in the shower and all of a sudden, I'm looking at this shampoo bottle. I don't know why they call that. It said visibly even. And I'm looking at that visibly even, but it's highlighted. The Holy Ghost highlighted it. Is that shampoo? Shampoo? I guess it is. Whatever it is. It's in there. It's one of those things. For ladies, it's visibly even. I'm thinking, visibly even. Now, I had to think about that because I don't know what that means. Visibly even. But it was being highlighted to me. And I knew. I said, Anna! Not kind of like that. I was excited. She knows I'm excited. I said, give me a dictionary. She knows when I'm like that, I'm excited. So bring me get that big one, that big one. I said, look up the word even. I need to know what even means. I'm in the shower. She's in the bathroom. She's looking up. She goes, okay, there's 13 definitions. Which one you want? I said, just start with number one. We get down to number 10. Ready for this? Owing no one and being owed by no one. You're even. What were we believing God for? I'm not only am I believing God to pay off debts, I have some business things I'm believing God that are going to pay so they don't owe me anymore because I'm paid and I don't owe them. That means accounts receivables and accounts payables are complete. How many of you got some account receivables you need to be loosed? Whatever's loosed on the earth, you need to start carrying those things in your hand. You should see the stuff I'm putting together. I said, listen, we can't be lack. Adaisical about this. Man, I make those things pretty. I got it all. You walk the floor. Father, whatever I loose on the earth is loosed in heaven. So I loose right now these accounts for receivables. I loose them. I loose them into the earth. I loose your angels right now to go and collect my money. To collect. On my behalf, Father, because I'm an heir of the kingdom of God. Every day. I'm believing every one of these pledges are going to be loosed on your behalf because you pledged. And so what God was saying is you're visibly, it's moving out of the realm of invisibility, the invisible to the realm of visible. Moving out of the realm of the supernatural into the natural. Moving out of the realm of the spirit into the natural. You're visibly even. I'm visibly even. Everyone say, I'm visibly even. Say it like you mean it. I'm visibly even. All that from a shampoo bottle. My God. Visibly even. That means you're going to see it. I'm going to see it. My creditors are going to see it. And those that owe me are going to see it. I am visibly. I owe no man anything. And no man owes me. Accounts payables, accounts receivables, paid. Paid. Paid in full. You walk around like that, you start believing it. I start walking around and believing it. Father, I thank you. And then it starts happening. And then God said, how about daily faith? Why don't you start bringing some of this in daily? Let's operate daily. He goes, you wait 3 days, you miss tomorrow's harvest. He goes, I put something in your hand, plant it that day. I told Chuck, I said, whatever comes in, we interact with it. And I'm going to show you how we interact so you understand how to interact with what God gives you when we plant it. We're serious about this stuff. You will be too when you see what happens. Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, don't worry. It won't happen for you. All right, listen to this. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Let's see how the Lord interacted. We'll close with this. Oh, glory. My, where would we be if we knew this 20 years ago? Whew. We did. Just didn't know how it worked. All right. Watch this. John chapter 6. Verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now notice that. Why did he say men? Not the ladies, because the men always want to fix it. You know, with 500 men, at least you're going to have 50 leaders among the 500 are going to go find out how to find some food and put it on the table. You know the men are going around, look, we've fallen this Jesus man, but it's time to eat. So I'm going to get some food on the table. Jesus said, sit them down because I'm fixing to do this. And when God gets ready to do it, he's going to sit you down on your blessed assurance. He's going to sit your human sufficiency down. He's going to sit your works down because God's going to get it done. Boy, have you ever learned the principle of the rest of God? How to sit down on your seated throne of place. It's not that you don't work. You just work under another kingdom. That's a whole different. Working under the sweat of the brow, working under God's kingdom is two different things. Now listen to this. Oh my God, if I can get you to receive it. If I can just get you to receive it. So Lord, make it happen for him once. Just make it happen for him once. You'll be hooked. And now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. A number of them were 5,000. I don't know why I keep saying 500. There's 5,000 men sit down. That's a miracle in itself. To get 5,000 men to sit down. Do-oriented. A-type personality. Hungry. Well, their women and their children are not eating. You know, they're about ready to tear something apart. Jesus can't have a whole lot of human activity when he gets ready to do something. He's got to put flesh to stillness. He's got to get above the operation of man. So he gets them to sit down. Oh, awesome. You mean I can go sit on my couch and get me a bag of potato chips and get in front of the TV every day? You'll go broke. No, he just wants to sit down the human sufficiency part of you. The one that goes wants to go step in front of him and make it happen. One like Abraham did. There's one son in you he's got to sit down. Abraham had two sons. One of them's got to sit down. Are you ready? Are you ready? And he had more. I know he had more than two, but we're talking about Galatians, though. All right, look at this. Now. You have to read every translation to get exactly what happened. But I don't have time to read every one of them to you. I'm going to tell you what happened because the dynamics of interacting. Now, what happened here? Watch this. What was presented to him? How many has he got to feed? 5,000 men and the women and children. What's presented to him? 5 loaves and 2 fish. How would you like the responsibility? God tells you to go feed 5,000 and it says, I'm going to give you 2 loaves of Wonder Bread and 2 fish. How'd you like that responsibility? First thing you'd be doing is calling the nearest corporation. Could you please give me a donation? Because God spoke to me that I'm to feed the hungry. I need a donation. Or we go out and say, could you please help me? It never occurred to them that that was enough. Now, here's exactly what Jesus did. And this is what the Lord said. He goes, do you suppose those 5 loaves and 2 fish? I got to close here fast. But he says, those 5 loaves and 2 fish? He goes, how many people could that have actually fed, 5 loaves and 2 fish? I said, they were probably hungry, but I'll just say 10. He goes, okay, 10, but I needed to feed at least 5,000 men. So would you say that I was working with 500 times less than what I needed? He goes, when you ask, and you ask, and you believe, you receive, many times I put the seed in front of you. But because it's 500 times less than what you actually need, you count it and discount it as insignificant. And when you do, your faith kills it. He goes, I did not. He said, I took that seed. Hand me an envelope, Tim. I'll just look at this as 5 loaves, 2 fish. Or a seed that God puts in your hand, like the $500 seed the other night. I'm moving a $50,000 mountain. But I got a seed. And Father, I receive. And it said he received it. That's so important. When God gives you something, don't just start writing checks. Don't go up to the offering beck and go like that. Got my back leaned down. That's not what you do. Hand me another one, please. Father, I receive this because I am a son in your kingdom and an heir and a joint heir. I receive that was from the earth and I draw it to the kingdom of God that I stand in. And I receive it and I thank you for it. He said he looked up to heaven. He thanked God and then he blessed it. He blessed that seed from a position in the kingdom of God, not in the earth. He drew that seed out of the earthly jurisdiction. The 5 loaves and 2 fish, he drew it out. He drew it into that heavenly domain and he blessed it and said, be fruitful and multiply. When he did, the whole key is getting what you have or what's been given to you. Getting it out of earthly jurisdiction. And we do this every time it comes in now. Say every time. Daily. Chuck, do we do it daily? Every time we walk it either in here or in that office. And what comes in, we receive it. I said, if it's $50, it's enough. It's our answer. You businesses have got accounts receivables. If $500 times less than what you need comes in, it's enough. If you interact, take it, draw it into the kingdom that's not of this world. Bless it from that kingdom. Speak and said, be fruitful and multiply, for you're more than enough. And then break it. This is the key. Are you ready? Break it. You might owe 10 creditors. And you got $500 to work with. And you owe 50. Break it up. Sit down in companies of 50. You take a part, you take a part, You take a part, you take a part. Then he said he broke it. He gave it to his disciples, and they gave it. Now imagine this. Imagine this. If you're one of his disciples, and you got 5,000 hungry men, and you got 5 loaves and 2 fish, and you're wondering who's going to get the first loaf. They never seen Jesus multiply anything. As far as they're concerned, they're going to get half a loaf to somebody, and the rest of them are going to beat them up silly. For they didn't get to say, you gave that loaf to him and not me. You could imagine by the time they start going, like, I don't know which one to give them to. Lord, I don't know. They're all hungry. It's the thing about hungry creditors. They're always hungry. There's never going to be a time that they're not hungry. But when they're hungry, they don't like you. You got to feed them anyway. God has enough to feed them all. And here's what happens. Now, if you're Jesus and you're walking where he's at, it'll all multiply right there. If where we are, we're learning to work in the kingdom and we're beginning, we're going to sow that, knowing that as soon as we do, if we extend our faith into that, God's going to drop something in our lap again. And then we're going to do the same thing. Receive it. Bless it. Thank God for it. Bless it. Break it. Distribute it. Manifest. We're going to keep doing it. And then God starts bringing more and more and more and more because you're faithful. And then he'll wipe the whole thing out. That's how you go from a 30-year mortgage to getting it paid off in a year or two. That's how you interact with the kingdom. But it's about faith. It's not just action. I said, look, if we just take a check and write a check, we missed the whole thing. There's no interaction. We didn't pull that thing out of earthly jurisdiction into the kingdom. You got to pull it out. You got to divinely operate. Not very many people teach you this stuff. You got to divinely interact with that. And you got to keep an atmosphere around you every day. Atmosphere of faith. I said, Father, I thank you. In the name of my God, I set up my banners. The banner over me is Jehovah Jireh. Your grace is sufficient. And the Lord fulfill all my petitions. And you got them all in your hand. And you're carrying them around. You signed them. You dated them. I got 4 petitions out. And I got a front cover page with all 4 of them. What I asked for, the time I asked for it, the date I asked for it. That way when I'm referencing, I said, yep, on November 3rd at 11:30 p.m., I believe I received that. And it says, why? And then I speak that scripture over it, why I received it and what God had to say about it. And then because I got it, everyone say, I got it, I release it. Then I go in, Father, I thank you. I'm calling forth and I loose the manifestation in the earth. Why? Because it's in your domain now. You have the power to loose it. God gave you the kingdom. I'm closing. Say he's closing. Listen to this. Who did God give the keys to the kingdom? To him or to you? You have the keys. What were the keys? Whatsoever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose, I loose it. I loose the manifestation of it into the earth, Father. And you're going to start seeing daily, daily. Then once you get going, you get your faith in the daily. And then you're on for a ride because every day God's going to do something for you. I can't wait for tomorrow because something's going to happen. I can't wait in the future when I get back to par. We're in double bogey golf right now. Actually, we're in quadruple bogey golf. That's pretty bad. That's snowman territory. You know, 8. You know, you're supposed to get the ball in 4 and we got an 8. We're going to get to par. Then we're getting the birdie golf. Then we're getting the eagle. A hole in one. Hallelujah. We're going to ride on the high places of the earth. How do you know that? Because God said we can. We just have to learn how he does it. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Glory to God.